Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh God, I feel knackered.
Oh, stop moaning. You enjoyed yourself, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I loved it. I had an amazing time.
And you're going tonight as well, aren't you?
Yep, and tomorrow.
And what days are you working here?
Oh, only today.
Oh well, you'll live. So who's on tonight?
Well, I'm going to see Noel Gallagher and Lily Allen, and then I'll just wander about and see what's on.
Do you know which local bands are playing?
Yeah, it's Plastic Mermaids and Mr. Strange.
Mr. Strange? So is he very strange?
I don't know. Never seen him.
Well, of course, the best year was when Rod Stewart was on.
Was he good?
Good? Amy, we are talking about the best. You do know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. He's got sticking up hair. Ah, now, talking about sticking up hair, I haven't heard Jim's happy voice recently. Is he in?
No, he's had a couple of days off.
Oh, so what's he doing?
I don't know. Probably feeding his ego somehow.
Does he do the festival?
Yeah, he must do. If there's booze, women and music, well, he's bound to go.
Oh, sorry.
Late night, was it?
Yes, I picked up Amy from the festival.
Well, no wonder you're tired. Are you doing the same thing tonight?
No. I mean, she's going, but from tonight she's staying with a friend.
Oh, that's better for you. Oh, do you know what? I can't wait until tomorrow.
Neither can I. Are you going to wear wellies?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
What? You haven't thought about what you're going to wear?
No. Should I?
Well, no, I suppose not, but don't you have any idea?
No. Look, Helena, I'm not like that Kathy woman who has to impress every male she meets.
Who?
You know, Penny's friend.
Oh, her. Yeah, she is a bit of a tart, isn't she?
I think she's a troublemaker, to be honest.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, because I don't really know her. And what about Millie? Is she going?
How would I know? She never says anything.
Oh, no. Here comes Debbie.
Don't say that. She's all right.
Says who?
Says me, OK? She's fine. You just have to get to know her.
Cor, you've changed your mind. I thought you didn't like her.
Shh, Amy, for goodness sake, she'll hear you.
Morning, Penny. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yes, all good, thanks. So are you going to the festival?
No, not this year.
Oh, so what are you up to this weekend?
I'm going out with Michael. Do you remember I said?
Oh, yes, of course, you did. That's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, I hope you have a lovely time.
Thanks, I'm sure I will.
Okay, see you later.
Did you see that? She totally ignored me.
Yeah, she did a bit. I wonder why.
She's never liked me since I played that joke on her.
Oh, but that was ages ago.
I know, but I don't think she's forgiven me for making her look like a complete idiot.
Right, let's go home. Oh, and Connie, please remind me to phone Carla. I keep forgetting.
OK, I'll remind you tomorrow.
Oh, not tomorrow. I won't do it then. My mind will be on other things.
Now let me guess.
Go on, then.
Could it be the Isle of Wight Festival by any chance?
Right, first time. So, Connie, tomorrow we must close dead on 5, so if there's any customers in, we'll simply throw them out.
Well, that's no problem. And do you know what? I hope it's that Kathy woman, because I'd love to throw her out of here.
Mum, can you hear me?
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm just checking that you're all right.
Yes, I'm fine. You didn't need to phone me.
Listen, darling, is your friend there, the one who you're staying with?
Yes, everything's fine. Look, I've got to go. I'll see you Monday.
Well, phone me tomorrow, all right?
OK, see you later.
No, you didn't tell me. I thought you were going to be away.
No, that was last Saturday.
I thought you were going to be away both weekends.
No.
Oh, well, sorry, I'm getting confused. So tell me, who are you going with?
Taz, from work.
Have I met her?
Yeah, she's the one with the red hair.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, it's blue now.
Oh? And do you like yours purple?
Yeah, of course I do. Don't you?
Yeah, it's okay. Look. Oh, that'll be Michael. Have a great time, Kathy, and I'll see you later. Oh, this has all been absolutely wonderful.
Well, good. Well, as I say, it does have a very good reputation.
The views are amazing. Just look at that. That's the life, isn't it?
Well, see that blue-sided boat?
Mm-hmm.
The people in the corner there came off that one.
Really? Wow, it's a beautiful boat. Can you imagine it? You just put down your anchor and come ashore for dinner.
I think I could cope.
Michael, I've had a lovely evening.
And it's been my pleasure. Penny, do you think we could do this again sometime?
Yes, that would be lovely.
I mean, maybe not here. We could try another restaurant.
Yeah, that would be great. Honestly, Michael, I'd love to.
Oh, there's Amy. Come on, quick, let's catch her up.
Oh, hang on, I can't run in these.
Well, you should have brought your own. Hurry up.
I'm trying to. Ow!
Amy, hang on.
Oh, hi. Is Mum with you?
Yeah, she's just coming.
Oh, great, that's all I need.
Here she is.
Oh, Amy, darling, how lovely to see you. Are you having a good time?
Yes, I'm having a wonderful time.
So who are you with?
Oh, a couple of friends. They've gone to get the drinks.
Oh, will they be able to find you?
Yes, because I'm meeting them at the gin bar. What's Connie doing?
I think she's showing them a new move.
Does she know them?
No, probably not. Oh, they were fabulous.
They were amazing. Don't you just love it here?
Well, it's nothing like watching a live band, is there?
Gotcha.
Oh, Jim, frightened the life out of me.
And it's lovely to see you too.
Come on then, Jim. Do you want to dance?
Oh, absolutely. I won't say no to such a lovely lady.
And what about me?
Oh, next time, dear heart, I'll dance with anyone.
Jim, move your hand, please. Remember, I'm married.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean any harm.
Oh, look, Connie. It's what's-her-name and she's coming over.
You what? Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Hello, everyone.
Kathy, what a lovely surprise. It's great to see you. Come here.
Get off! Oh, come on, Jim. Let's go to the drinks tent.
Oh, OK. See you later, ladies.
I told you, that woman is a right hag.
You're not jealous, are you?
No. Just annoys me that she manages to wrap every man she meets round her little finger.
How do you feel, Connie?
I'm all right, I think.
Look, do you want to go home?
No, I'm fine, honestly.
You don't look it. Are you sure you should be here?
Yes, I'm just feeling a bit fragile, that's all.
Do I need to phone Carl, Connie?
No, definitely not.
Oh, Jim, this was a brilliant idea, us all meeting up like this.
Well, I thought so.
Connie, how do you feel?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I think it's lovely we're all together.
Well, I'm not staying long, because I'm meeting up with Sinead in half an hour.
Oh, Amy, can't you see her later?
No, Mum.
Oh, leave her alone. It's nice she met up with us oldies at all.
But I'm a mum.
Exactly. I wouldn't have wanted to go to a festival and be with my mum.
Thanks, Connie.
Well, our family's not like that.
Well, I feel very lucky to have such a lovely lot of ladies by my side.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not lovely, Jim.
Don't we just know it?
Because I think we're all amazing.
Oh, she makes me feel sick.
Aren't they cool?
They're brilliant. Oh, for goodness sake, look at Jim.
Oh, he's obviously enjoying himself.
What's Kathy doing?
She's dancing.
You call that dancing?
Oh, look, there's Derek Sandy. And now he's a real gem.
Oh, he's a brilliant ambassador to the island. Did you see him on TV?
Yeah, I thought he was great.
Oh, we want more!
Oops, Kathy, come on, hold on to me.
Well, I'm definitely coming again next year.
So am I. There's nothing like it.
It just gets to you, doesn't it?
The thing about the Isle of Wight Festival is it doesn't matter how old you are, we all have a good time. It's really fantastic.
Helen. Helen, it's me, I'm home.
Oh, Vince, what time is it?
Oh, I know it's late, but don't worry, I'll explain everything in the morning.
Oh, go away. No, you're not sleeping here. Just go away, Vince, and leave me alone.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.